Meanwhile, Omani, you're saying now, every day, new structures are coming up. And my worry is the municipal assembly has a task force. They drive through the community on daily basis, 365 days in a year. You use Sundays in film, you use Saturdays in film. It's about 300 days in a year. So, yes, yeah. Don't they see, say, structures are being put up at unauthorized locations?
Very unfortunate. Very unfortunate.
Don't they see? If you write the software, there's a reason why you are putting the software. Why don't you follow up? And then you come and blame us for doing our work.
Yes, Ghana Water near blame Mumu.
But I mean, let's all be reasonable and responsible enough. But then, yeah, let's do the right things. Let's do the right things. So I am Yao, but seriously, all the structures that are impeding the flow of the water, they have to break them down. And I'm happy saying, Regional Minister authorization to do that. And I have a copy of my hearing, I have a copy of the newspaper's stories. This time I'm keeping it. If this is to happen next year, I'll pull out that paper. And then I'll read it to the public again. And yet, 29th May, draft daily graphic, 29th May, front page, 2026. 2027, Senyang Kupoye Adone Onkwemu, and anything is to happen again, I'll pull that paper out. And let us find out whether we are all being responsible in doing our work.
That's the point. That's the point. Responsibility. Responsibility.
It's so sad, Omaine. It's so sad.
Well, so for this insight.
But the right thing is
it's so important. So, Osha, the Ben mobile close, and you cannot predict now.
I cannot predict, Omaine. And like I said, no, we started spilling since April last year. You're too crap for one day. So, you see, the maximum operating level, the safe operating level, is around 45 feet. So, we always want to keep the dam level at 45 feet. And the Denso River takes its source from Etiwa Forest. Etiwa Forest is a rainforest. Into the rainfall pattern upstream, it's different from what we see in Accra. And that area consistently rearranged. So when there's more inflows into the dam, we still have to open. Because we can't allow the dam to go beyond 45 feet. Sometimes you sort of to be back all of a sudden. Now you do 48, echo 49. I know the air is too dangerous. Say we can't even wait for a minute. So we monitor on hourly basis. We monitor from in someone treatment plant out there. So we monitor from there and we monitor at the weather dam. We have all the data. Every hour we take readings of the levels of the dam. So anytime a dam beyond the certain level, we will open. So that's and from April, we have been spilling. If you say during the dry season, what there was still inflow. Inflow spilling. If I can't say another below 45 feet, they follow a day after tomorrow. I don't know. Well, I can't predict. And then because of climate change, some of these things are unpredictable. Because now we are seeing more rains than hitherto they were or than we expect. And even with sunshine, crap, we still have inflows into the dam. So how can we predict? If we do the right things, we will be safe. Other countries now, they are more yet the right things. They are safe.